elder in my community, I asked, when, before I was an architect, I asked why they're not more Aboriginal architects. 1951, he said, we looked at our communities to see what we needed, and we decided first what we needed were lawyers, because we had to fight the government, we had to fight for our treaties and for our own rights. So he said, first we need lawyers. Then as residential schools started closing, our kids started getting scooped and taken away for the foster care system. And so he said, then we decided we need to have our own social workers, because we need to bring those kids back home and not let them get taken away. And then he said, since we're having all these kids come back, we need to have our own teachers. So we're pushing education. That was sort of the next tier. And then he said, we have, a lot of our communities are remote, and we need medical clinics. So we need to have our own nurses. And, you know, more recently, doctors are now getting educated. And he said, architecture will come. He said, don't worry, he says, just got to be patient. And that's an attitude that I know in our nation has been something that has been talked about. Like the Nisga Nation is the first modern day treaty, is how they are promoting the treaty that was done in 2002. During the treaty negotiations, at one of the community consultations, one of the elders was just getting frustrated with Indian Affairs and the lawyers, everybody sitting up at the front of the room, and he stood up and he says, I don't know why there's such a rush to sign this treaty. One of the things that he got mad at one of the negotiators from the government, he said, to you, this is a job. You fly up here, you have a meeting, you fly home to Vancouver, and you go on with your life. He says, but this is our life. We're fighting for our life here. So I don't want to rush. He says, if it takes another 100 years, I'm okay. So when he said that, it was just like very powerful in the room. And I remember it's just like, that's our attitude that we have to have, right? It'll come, but there's no need to rush things.